The National Weather Service in Springfield has issued two advisories throughout southern Missouri and northern Arkansas, starting this evening at 6 o'clock, running through Sunday evening at 6. ECNN spoke with National Weather Service meteorologist Shelby Melto. She talks about the winter weather advisory.
The first one is a winter storm. We do have a winter storm warning that's in effect starting at 6 p.m. on Friday, and that goes until 6 p.m. Sunday. With that, we are expecting the Missouri Ozarks to see some pretty high snowfall amounts. Right now, we're calling for anywhere between 6 inches up to potentially over a foot of snow, especially as we head south of I-44, closer to that Missouri-Arkansas border. So right now, we're expecting the snowfall to start coming into our area, western side of Missouri, anytime tomorrow night, meaning Friday night, anywhere between 9 p.m. to about midnight.
Then she spoke about the second advisory.
So there is a cold weather advisory that is in effect Saturday at midnight until 12 p.m. on Monday. With that, we are expecting dangerous cold temperatures with wind chills getting down into the negatives Friday night, Saturday night, and then especially Sunday night, potentially down to negative 20 degree wind chills.
Again, southern Missouri and northern Arkansas will be under two winter weather advisories starting this evening. And a 30-year-old Gasville woman was killed Tuesday night after being struck by two vehicles on U.S. Highway 62 West in Baxter County. According to the Arkansas State Police, the fatal crash occurred at approximately 8:50 p.m. in the Gasville area. Authorities reported that Sheena Wainscott was walking in the roadway when she was struck by a westbound 2017 Dodge Ram pickup truck. After the initial impact, Wainscott was then struck by an eastbound 2021 Ford. Wainscott was pronounced dead at the scene. The drivers of the vehicles were not identified in the preliminary crash report. The incident remains under investigation by the Arkansas State Police. A Winona man is facing a felony stealing charge after police recovered two motor vehicles reported stolen earlier this month. According to a probable cause statement filed by Sergeant Michael Stallings of the Winona Police Department, the theft was discovered on January 10th and involved a dirt bike and an ATV taken from a local property. The victims told police they learned from a neighbor that Lyndall Tarleton had recently been at the property with a truck and a trailer. When one of the victims arrived at the residence, he reportedly found the door open and believed both the vehicles had been stolen. A relative later traveled to Tarleton's residence in Winona and photographed the missing dirt bike and the ATV sitting outside of Tarleton's trailer. Sergeant Stallings accompanied the victims to the location where the vehicles were again identified as their property. Officers were unable to make contact with Tarleton at the time, and a search warrant was obtained to recover the stolen vehicles. The items were valued at approximately $3,200. A warrant had been issued for Tarleton's arrest on a felony charge of stealing, and a bond had been set at $25,000. And a former Shannon County Sheriff's Office employee has been charged following the execution of a search warrant in Winona. According to the Shannon County Sheriff's Office, deputies executed a search warrant on Wednesday, January 21st, at a residence located at 8346 Elm Street in Winona as part of an ongoing criminal investigation. As a result of the investigation, Latina Renee Reese, a former employee of the Sheriff's Office, has been formally charged with two counts of forgery and one count of tampering with a computer. Reese was transported to the Phelps County Jail. Authorities said the investigation remains ongoing and no further details have been released at this time. A former Shannon County Sheriff's Office dispatcher has been arrested in connection with allegations of inmate harassment. According to the Shannon County Sheriff's Office, Zane Michael Robinson of Eminence was taken into custody on January 21st. Robinson previously worked as a dispatcher for the Sheriff's Office. Authorities said Robinson has been formally charged with harassment in the first degree, a Class E felony under Missouri law. No additional information has been released about this at this time. And yesterday, ECNN's Rick Harris spoke with West Plains Elementary Principal Miss Virginia Uphouse and Assistant Principal Miss Sarah Land. Miss Uphouse and Miss Land had a lot to cover with Rick, since Miss Land will assume Miss Uphouse's role as principal of West Plains Elementary School next school year. Although Miss Uphouse is stepping down as principal, she is not leaving the school district. She is just accepting a new role. Miss Uphouse explains.
But I am taking Mr. Orchard's place, who is the Director of Human Resources and Student Services. But since that name was so long, they decided to condense it to fit on that name tag just a little bit better. But basically, I will be hiring for the whole district. I will also be working on facilities and anything that pertains to the students. And just making sure that it's the best place it can be, just like I know it is right now.
Then Ms. Uphouse spoke about available positions needed by next school year.
We do have several openings right now. We could always use math teachers at the high school level, sometimes science, social studies. I don't think we have any right now, but we can always look for those. Special education teachers. Currently, we do need a sixth grade ELA teacher. We also are looking for paraprofessionals, bus drivers, a bus mechanic, if you know of anybody that works on buses. We also have a front office secretary position at the middle school, as well as a couple of coaching assistant positions that have opened up in volleyball and football.
ECNN will have more on what Ms. Land and Ms. Uphouse spoke about in our news tomorrow.